NappyAfro.com.
Yo, 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 what's going on, people, man? Welcome to the Frocast, episode 280. I think that's what it is. I might be wrong. Who knows? What's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champ, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, aka the King of the Lames, aka LeBron Flames, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers. What's going on? I'm in the building and I'm not alone this time. I am joined by Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people?
That's it. No AKAs, no nothing.
I never do the AKAs
Should be prepared for this. I mean, like, you know, sometimes you're going to get called in to sit in on the show, so you should have some AKAs prepared, and I'm just not understanding why you don't have any AKAs prepared. Like, you should have some AKAs just, like, you know, have them in the saddle. You should know. You know, Saul Wright calls you the Queen of Standards.
Yeah, thank you, Saul Wright.
Yeah, it was something, so you're going to have, that's your homework assignment, because the next time you come to the show, and you don't have any AKAs, we're going to have a problem. Okay? Cool. So what's been going on in your world, Queen Germ? We haven't heard from you lately besides the times you drop in, you know, doing the shows.
Been very, very busy.
Been very busy. Okay. And that's just life of a doctor, huh?
Yeah, life of a doctor.
That's what's up. Mother, wife, all that good stuff.
All that stuff.
Troop leader, choir director, choir director. Leader of the YPD ministry. She wears a lot of hats, people. So thank you for taking time out today to sit here and talk with the Fro Nation and, you know, keep the show going since Saul Wright didn't want to do a show Thanksgiving week, you know, because, you know, Saul Wright is just a grouchy, ornery old man. But I bet you had him new shoes that come out this week.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. I want to apologize to Saul Wright last week for putting him on blast, man. That was wrong with me. I apologize. Saul haven't spoken to me since. So hopefully we still cool, man. You know, no, it's all right again, man. But anyway, getting into the show, man. You know anybody in jail?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, well, if you know anybody in jail, there's an app out there that they can find love behind bars. This app is called, I'm trying to get the name of it. It's called Inmate Mingle. I mean, they didn't really stretch with the name or nothing like that, but Inmate Mingle helps people behind bars find their perfect match on the outside. It's like, you know, I guess they taking your pen pals to a new level. They were on the website to find some people with gold and platinum status, men and women who describe their likes and what they're looking for in a relationship with someone on the outside. They got success stories. Former inmate Jason Parrott said he's not surprised. He admits that he has spent most of his adult life in and out of prison over stolen property. He's a scumbag. And says some inmates are running game on their pen pals. So basically, that's all that it is. I mean, basically, this probably was started by a former person in prison. Why would you want anybody in prison to, I mean, not saying they don't have the right to love, not saying that, but if you're in prison, I'm not trying to, you shouldn't be looking for love on the outside. I'm like, because like the man said, a lot of them guys in there just running game on you women. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Doc? Have you ever dated a guy in prison, had a prison pen pal?
Well, now that you mention it, yeah, it kind of.
So explain to me this process. How do you, I mean, how did it start? Were you just like keeping a man company, or just like, you know, just like, I feel bad for him in prison, let me start being a pen pal with him or whatever?
Well, in my mind, when I met the guy, it wasn't, I didn't know him before he got locked up.
Okay.
So my godbrother was incarcerated, uh-huh, and him and this dude became friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like it is, niggas in jail, they run game or whatever. But nonetheless, you put me on to this dude. I'm a college student. Dude seems really nice.
Pause story right there. If you are a college student, why are you wasting time talking to a nigga in jail?
Okay. It was something to do.
It was something. But you're on a college campus. It's a lot of guys out there that don't understand. But let's just check it out, though. You're on a college campus with thousands of dudes that are like you, trying to better themselves by getting a higher education. Some of them might not be, but at least they're on a college campus. Why would you go, like, the jail?
The level of game that you have when you are in prison. I mean, I don't care. You could be the lamest nigga in the world. I promise you, being behind bars, it makes you somebody else, I guess, because the level of game is unlike anything you find on the streets. And, you know, number one, I did it at first just because I was like, you know, I do this favor for my God, brother. Mm-hmm. Ain't going to be nothing about it. Dude locked up.
Yeah, never going to have to see him. Da, 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 da.
Letters turn into phone calls. Phone calls turn into visits.
Okay, now phone calls. Was he calling collect or he had a phone card?
He had a phone card. His daddy would send me money to put on the phone once he didn't have a phone card anymore. So it wasn't like I was really incurring any costs. Mm-hmm. I got a ring out of the deal.
A ring? Wow. Who bought this ring?
His daddy mailed it to me.
His daddy mailed you.
So, I don't know where this ring came from.
Wow.
But nonetheless, like I said, I can understand. I mean, and people need something to do with their time. I mean, keep them positive. Keep them from, you know, maybe somebody from jumping on your back. And it is something they can do to, you know, wait their time out. I don't see nothing wrong with it. I just say people, when you're dealing with folk that's behind bars, you got to realize that, you know, you can't just put yourself out there. Because there's some people who, you get your car repoed and shit, trying to go and visit a nigga in prison. And, you know, if you ain't mindful, you need to check their stats. Because clearly, they can be in there forever. Because the dude that I talked to, this was in the 90s. The nigga is still incarcerated in maximum security prison. So, therefore, chances are he's never getting out. And that was not the story I was told back then.
Oh, so he's still, like, he never got out since he been...
Never.
Oh, and this was years
20
ago.
20 years ago.
20 years ago. Wow. Wow. So, yeah, whatever he did, he's in there for a minute. Wow. So, So, people, if you're locked up, you probably can't hear this episode. But ladies, if you got a thing, or men, if you have a thing for inmates, look up this app called Inmate Mingle. Is that what we said it was called?
That's what you said.
Inmate Mingle. Add it to your phone. And
I'm doing it right now.
Swipe right, swipe left. You know what I'm saying? You know, come up with your next, you know, check that release date. You know what I'm saying? Hey, because, I mean,
people need a place to parole out to.
Yes, sir. Need a place. And, you know, hey. If you having issues, hey, you know, some of these people come out, you know you're going to get a strong good week or two, maybe a month before they start seeing the real world, and they're going to dip on your ass. Let's not act like these niggas in jail. Like, they tell you all the good stuff while they locked down, but once they get out in that free world and see they got options, things change. So, Inmate Mingle, look it up.
Just downloaded it.
Yeah, just downloaded. I mean, you better not be on this shit. I know that much. Because that's not cool.
I mean, I will not be following the inmates, okay?
Yeah. So, that's all for Inmate Mingle. Let's see what else we got on this list. Okay, Gabby Douglas. Earlier this week, she had let out a tweet about one of her teammates. What's her name? She had put out a tweet saying that... She put, just because a woman does a sexy photo shoot or wears a sexy outfit, this is Allie Raisman, 23-year-old Allie Raisman. She said, just because a woman does a sexy photo shoot or wears a sexy outfit does not give a man the right to shame her or not believe her when she comes forward about sexual abuse. What is wrong with some of you? And when a woman dresses sexy, it does not give a man the right to sexually abuse her, ever. This is what she said. Then your girl, Gabby Douglas, everybody's darling, like, 4 years ago at the 2012 Olympics, who I got personally dragged on Twitter for saying one thing about her. I said, Gabby Douglas hair, though. Next thing I know, I got hundreds of people going for my throat because I said something about the girl hair. What does it matter about her hair? Okay, we're not going to rehash that. That was an ugly moment in history, but I was right. People, y'all owe me an apology for going at her back then because she fires back with this tweet. It's women's responsibility to dress modestly and be classy. Dressing in a provocative, sexual way entices the wrong crowd. So basically, you know, people took that as victim blaming, and Simone Biles jumped on her back, said, shocks me that I'm seeing this, but it doesn't surprise me. Honestly, seeing this brings me to tears because as your teammate, I expected more from you and to support her. I support you, Allie, and all the other women out there. Stay strong. That's from Simone Biles, a real sister. You know, expose Gabby Douglas for being the fraud that she is. I told y'all people, no black girl will walk out the house with her hair looking like that. It's not acceptable. And she had the wrong peck of weed mixed in with her hair. That shit just looked horrible. And no black girl, real capital B black girl, would go out there and do that. And she just exposed herself this week. So, Gabby Douglas, you can come out here and apologize now. It's too late to apologize now. I didn't know what she said. I didn't know my words. I didn't word it correctly. I didn't correctly word my reply, and I am deeply sorry for coming off like I don't stand alongside my teammates. Regardless of what you wear, abuse under any circumstance is never acceptable. I am with you. Hashtag me too. Stop it, Gabby. Stop it. Can't save face now.
No.
You showed your real fucking deal. You can't. Listen, we live in this PC world. Make sure you're saying, if you got something to lose out here, you got a damn double time and triple time look at that tweet or before you send it out because you never know who you're going to offend and then you're going to end up apologizing. But hey, man, glad to see Gabby Douglas get her just due. That's what she deserved. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're a grown woman now. I could pile everything on you. I'm mad at you because you said this was the Dougie. Let me pull this video up, Doc. I want you to see this. Gabby Douglas called this the Dougie. This is horrible. I wish this is one of them live views. This is horrible. This is why I knew she wasn't capital B.
I mean, that ponytail should have told you enough, ain't it?
Look at this. Look at this.
That's really good. Yeah.
That is not the Dougie.
What is that?
That was supposed to be the Dougie. Yeah, yeah. Untrustworthy. Untrustworthy. Dead giveaway. Dead giveaway. Ah. Shout out to my dog. But yeah, man. So that's enough of Gabby. Piled on her enough. Let's see. Next on the list, Russell Simmons. Is on the list now, the Hollywood harassment list. Russell Simmons.
Harassing ladies?
Oh, yeah. They said some girl said she was 17 years old and Russell Simmons assaulted her and Brett Ratner sat there and didn't do nothing about it. But this is not surprising. Russell Simmons' wife, Kimora, was like 17 when they met.
When they got together, yeah.
And, you know, you married her. She was like 18 and you was old as fuck. So I'm not surprised.
But I'm just kind of getting tired of these people, really.
What?
I mean, it's no statute of limitations.
Nope.
Whatever.
Only thing is no statute of limitations on
murder and
kidnapping. I think that's the only thing.
All I know is if you at least go to your psychiatrist or somebody, they got to document this thing somewhere.
Psychiatrist, that's against the law.
I'm saying not saying like they got to report it to nobody.
They do use that stuff in the court of law.
But what I'm saying is, I need some documentation. I'm not understanding where this banding together now all of a sudden pulls all these perverts out the closet.
Hey, it's pulling them out.
Because if you have allowed these people, because I don't care what nobody say, you have gained something by allowing these famous people to do whatever, you know, indecent acts they have done on these people, and you done sat down and been quiet for years, some people decades. And it's not to take nothing away from them, because it's people who have suffered from things and they live through and they move on. But I'm not understanding when it becomes somebody who is famous, everybody falling out the closet, hollering, screaming, foul play, and you really want us to feel sorry for you. I don't know. I don't know how I can feel for that, because it's like at some point, you get, what, desensitized mm-hmm. to this, you know what I'm saying, to this coming out. Because, okay, when the first person say, oh, my, I can't believe so-and-so did that. But then when it's like the body count get to about 25 people, shit, I don't know who the hell been doing it. Because the same way the fat heifer came and said that she had the herpes from Usher.
Exposed.
It's like, shit, I don't know what's going on no more.
But you can't. Just say
I'm not gonna discredit the ones who may be telling the truth, but at the same time, I mean, I'm at the point now. I'm just like, well, fuck it. I mean, I might need to get me a case going because clearly these people don't know who they was harassing. See,
now you're cheapening what these people that really been assaulted are doing.
I don't know who's been assaulted at this point.
But if they say they have, you got to take what they say.
So I'm gonna say it. And I mean, Terry Crews
said he got assaulted.
Yeah.
Big Terry Crews.
He too fucking big for him to let anybody touch him.
A man grab his dick in front of his wife.
Like I said, that might be some shit they into. Because clearly,
he wanted to fight. He was mad, but it happened like last year, 2016.
Last year, he should have whooped his ass.
But it was his agent. What he's going to do? His agent blackballing. His agent grabbed his meat, yeah.
His agent.
If his agent did that? And then Russell Simmons emailed Terry Crews and was like, yo, man, he apologized. Let it go. Let him be reinstated. And Terry Crews was like, nah, man, like, this really happened to me. Like, so if he would have said something, he wouldn't have been able to get no work. You know, he would have been done. So it's just like, it was a double-edged sword.
If that's what we going to do, hey, all I can tell you is that people needed to say something sooner. I'm really not a fan.
You want to apologize to anybody right now that you might have assaulted at the job, sexually harassed?
I ain't never sexually harassed nobody.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna be like the anchor man. Any advances I made, I felt like they were warranted. It was a mutual experience.
Okay, gotcha. Well, moving along.
And what the name is CBS? Somebody.
Oh yeah, him too, Charlie Rowe.
that was his statement was today.
Oh, that's what he said.
He said he apologized, but anything that he did, he thought that it was a mutual feeling between him and the other party. So. Hey, I'm with that logic. Shit, ain't no need to be jumping out here hollering about you sorry like you know I'm a pervert. No, the man said if he did it, he thought that y'all had done threw them same signals to each other and he was just following up on your body language.
Wow. Damn, they getting everybody, boy.
Yeah, they getting everybody. It's not safe out here in these streets.
It ain't safe, boy. I'm talking about all these skeletons coming out the closet.
But see, that kind of takes away the playful atmosphere for people. Like you what can't even. Atmosphere? I'm saying you can't even give somebody a compliment. That's like if somebody at my job be like, you know what I'm saying? They can say something just as simple as nice dress. I like the way you wearing that. All of a sudden.
Oh yeah, that's a little that's you can't say that.
But that's what I'm saying, but. Why are we so strict these days?
Because you can't say that. I like the way you're wearing that. That is not, no. A woman can say that to you.
But I'm saying a man cannot say that. You can't have no double standards then.
No, but I'm saying because the woman, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like
she could be a dyke.
She could be, but then, you know, but a man, that's, nah, man. You say that to, that's cross the
But line. It's all about what you take.
You can say, hey, you look nice today. Yeah. That's all you can say.
I mean, but either way, like I said.
You wearing that dress, that means I'm looking at you in
a different kind of way.
So in that, yeah. So that kid, I can understand how that would lead someone down the path.
Yeah, but
all these niggas pulling their meat out and
now that's
grabbing
obvious.
And touching. Come yeah, on, like, you know.
When you just cross
what
the
would you
line,
do? Like, let's say, for instance, somebody. Supervisor. One of your superpowers, or a person in power at your place of employment, like, you know, did some shit you was like, whoa, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, I just feel like I
would you report it or what would you do?
No.
So you wouldn't report it.
I mean, if it's somebody that's in charge,
and me personally,
I'm the kind of person, I'm going to handle my business.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to let you know that shit ain't cool. And we gonna act like this never happened.
Nah, you can't do that.
You fuck with me again, then then I'm gonna report you.
You can't do that.
I can because I feel like
why wouldn't you put him in the right then? Because what he done, you might not be the first person he done it to.
I'm sure
he might not be the last. See what I'm saying? So
you need to have to find somebody else to play with.
But you gotta put it to you gotta be like, yo, this nigga tried me, bro. That's not cool. Because some women might not be as strong willed as you and might give in to it and feel like then now. You can't get out because you like, oh man. And you know what I'm saying? It's not so you got to put an end to it right then and there.
Well, I don't have that problem. But I'm my thing saying. Is, that's not my go-to thing. I have been harassed my whole life, if that's the case.
Women get harassed every
so,
day.
So my thing is, if that's the case, I have a whole...
Do you answer the cat calls?
Depends on who we're doing it.
I mean, so if a nigga like... nigga like, yeah! Yeah!
You're... I typically don't, but you know.
Typically. Interesting.
I mean, shit, I'm a woman.
When last time you got hollered at?
This morning.
Hey, boy, Queen Jern funny the motherfucker, boy. That was a comment right there.
I mean, I'm just saying, you ask, I'm giving you answers.
Okay.
You got questions? I got answers.
I got you. So, like I said, you got to put an end to that, though.
That's not my bid. If somebody is coming on to you and you don't want it, I feel like that's the first... I mean, like, the person say something to you that's not appropriate. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about nobody pulling their dingling out. Because you pulling your dingling out, you know this is inappropriate.
Yeah.
There's no gray area with that. That shit is foul. Yeah. But if you telling me, even the comment that you don't want, you know, you wearing that outfit, I like the way you doing whatever, and I'll be like, hey, I appreciate it if you meant that as a compliment, but I find that quite offensive.
Yeah.
Please don't do that no more.
Yeah.
If it never happens again, we can act like this never happened. And I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, when you take it to the extreme, somebody might think, because of, just like the girl said, because of how you're dressing provocative, you're flirting with them in your attire.
No.
Y'all ain't gonna sit here and say that. Because the shit you put on, yes it is.
So you telling me, if a girl wear tights every day, every
she
day.
Wants you to see her camel toe.
But that shouldn't make me like I should not have to she shouldn't have to worry about me touching on her.
You ain't got no business touching on her, but I promise you, if your eyes was hands, you probably would have caught a charge because I done seen you run into damn gas tanks looking at women. So you want the girl to say that you was harassing her that day, that you ran into the gas tank and you couldn't walk straight because you was looking at the girl so hard? Oh.
What day we talking that about? You talking about long time ago.
It don't matter. It happens.
But, okay. And you know what? I was looking, but I'm just looking. It wasn't like I was like, oh, shit.
It don't matter, but you was looking. So what she had on made you look at her, right?
Yeah, but she had, listen, if I recall, she didn't have on nothing. Like, she had on like a business
woman. The bitch wasn't that pretty. I promise you, her face wasn't pretty. I saw her.
I can't remember.
So she had to have on something.
No, it wasn't. It was like she was dressed like...
She could not have.
I'm telling you, she didn't have on nothing scantily clad or nothing like that.
Okay, if you say so. But I promise you, she didn't look like nothing for you to have walked into a pole looking at her. So...
I walked into the pole because I was looking back. And walking. I didn't walk into a pole because I was looking back trying to make eye contact with my dog. Like, yo, you see this one? And then when I was looking back at him, I walked into the pole. Not looking at her. I was looking back at him.
It don't matter what you was doing. Obviously, it was so captivating that you was mesmerized by this broad. And you had a full-fledged nigga in your car that was the person who's gonna have your kids and give you the best 16 years of her life, but you tripping over some random broad in the streets that you claim was in business attire, which I know your ass wasn't paying attention to nobody with no business attire on. So we gonna match.
I'm telling you, I know she had pants, like the little business pants on.
Yeah, she wasn't. I promise you, you couldn't see enough of her face for her to been pretty. Her ass wasn't that big. And nothing about her was screaming nothing unless it was the attire. So back to what I said, what people wear gets them attention.
Okay.
So you can't sit here and say a bitch with pearls and a goddamn suit on got you running into a gas tank. No, sir.
I'm telling you.
End of discussion.
If I remember, if I recall.
You don't. But apparently, I do.
I'm telling you, it wasn't nothing like that. It wasn't that
fast
like...
Fast forward.
Because back then, that wasn't the style. Anyway.
Yeah.
What was we talking about?
The fact that people
dress...
So if a girl walk outside... I could walk outside butt naked and you can say, I should not be touched. Nobody should violate me.
Nobody should.
In theory. I'm a scientist. It's a whole lot of shit in theory that ain't gonna never be in practice. Ain't gonna never be when you go and experiment with this. Cause you can walk down the street and you could be the ugliest broad ever. You can have the worst shape ever. You walk outside butt naked and somebody gonna say something to you. I don't care what it is, whether it's go put some clothes on, fat cow, or whatever. But somebody is gonna say something. You're gonna get some attention. So you can say you wish you lived in a world where people had respect and people would do whatever. But people are people, and you cannot expect for people to do no more than what they do. And it's not that you should be violated and mauled in the street for having on something. But as far as the attention, yes, you are asking for the attention when you go outside with hardly nothing on. I have big titties. It ain't nothing I can do about that. But I promise you, the day that I don't have on a cami and I got on some cleavage and a low-cut dress, oh, they are bringing the boys to the yard. I've had men of all races, all ages, to holler at me. And you know what they're hollering at? It ain't because of my face. They don't know how smart I am. It's because of the titties. So please don't tell me that it's something to do with anything else.
Okay, but we get that. But that still doesn't make it right. You can't.
It doesn't make it right, but do you want to be safe? But you, do you want to be safe? Do you leave your front door open with all your valuables close to the front door? And tell people, you shouldn't come into my home because this is where I live. These are my things. No, you lock your damn door. Okay. Right? So that's the same thing with when you go outside. No, you shouldn't have to walk around looking like a nun. But at the same time, you shouldn't be butt-ass naked and think somebody gonna let you walk down the street without trying to holler.
Okay, you can try to holler, but you don't have to put your hands on is what we're saying.
Okay, so we're saying the same thing then.
Okay, so even if you are dressed with the little Kim pasty on your nipple, like, that don't give nobody the right to put their hands
on you. They can't put their hands on you, but these women crying about people saying stuff to them, too.
Like, saying wild stuff. Like, yeah, what's the wildest thing somebody ever said to you that you can remember that sticks out in your mind? Like, I cannot believe this guy said that to me. It's got to be something. It's got to be one that you remember, like, nigga, did you just say that? Like, come on, think of one. Since you get hollered at so much, I mean,
just the other day, somebody was just like, are we fucking or not?
God damn.
And wow. I don't even think I had on nothing that really was doing all that. It was my birthday celebration, going out to the club, doing karaoke.
Jesus.
And I was like, or no.
Wow. Man. Finding out a lot of things, people. Got me over here drinking, rolling up weed.
Just saying. I mean, at least I know how to handle it. You know, I've gotten a lot of practice of saying no, so it's all good. It's all good, baby. You're the only one for me.
Oh, okay. Anyway, that's
my point.
This is an interesting topic right here, man. I saw this question on Facebook the other day, and I said, this would be a perfect topic for the Frocast. And even more perfect is that Queen Germ is on here for this topic. Mm. This topic is it okay for your spouse / significant other to go through your phone?
Nope.
What do you say, Queen Germ?
I say no.
Why?
Because, I mean, what you going in there for?
I mean, I just want to see what's in there.
For what? You don't give me your phone.
If you want to see it, I'll show it to you.
No, you won't.
You've gone through my phone before.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
When?
Shoot, that time I went work in Pensacola, you tried to break into my, you tried to see where I was at, my location, and you looked through my phone, and you was like,
how I went through your phone? I mean, if you had your phone with you, how could I look through it?
No, well, you were just going through my emails, man.
Yeah,
but you looked through my phone before.
Emails.
You looked through my phone.
Okay, so have you looked through mine?
No.
So that's a lie.
It's not a lie.
This the nigga who I have never known your code. My code been the same for the last couple
years. I don't know your code.
And I have given you the code every time.
And I never remember it.
It's the same damn bank code with a zero at the end. So you know the bank code. You don't have no problem with that. So how is that different from that? I gave you the easiest number out there. But nonetheless, people, we going to pretend like this is the case, but nonetheless, if you talking about somebody, if you want to keep a happy household, mind your business.
But I mean,
keep your phone. You keep your phone. I keep my phone. Ain't no need for us to worry about all that. Because for number 1, 2, and 3, if you're looking for something, you're gonna find something. Mm-hmm. And then my thing, it could be a text message, email from long time ago.
Or, why is it still in there? It's from long time ago.
It don't matter. It could be somebody that you didn't want to holler at you. Like you say, you work with somebody that might have sent you a little text message to see where your head was at. and you didn't respond and you didn't delete it. If you didn't feel like you had nothing wrong with it, then you, I mean, like, you might not have thought to delete it. I mean, everybody ain't hiding everything so that they don't have but two people in their call log. Hint, hint. Who? Wink, wink. But then I at mean, the same my call damn log time.
Is not, I, look, my call log is, you
see emails. It ain't inbox empty.
You see
what
it.
You think that look like? I'd much rather see I'd rather see an email or a text message than for me to go to an empty inbox. The shit looks foul to me.
Look, you went to the Frocast.
I go to every last one of them, and there's still zero.
No, it's inbox. I mean, what's the point of keeping an email if you don't need it?
What's the point of keeping an email if you don't need it? It's called space, nigga. You got plenty of space out there.
But I don't need to save every email. Like
you ain't saving any. Bump every.
I save some emails. Some like if it's, but if it's once I'm like
the nigga stuttering because he.
No,
lying.
I'm just saying ain't nothing to lie about. It's just like why I save joke. Emails, huh?
And that's who sang that song, Stutter. Ooh, Stutter. Joe.
That was funny. Hey, Queen Jeremy, all jokes tonight. But nah, I don't see nothing. My whole thing is this. Some niggas want peace of mind. Mm-hmm. So if that peace of mind is me going through your phone, whether I see what I want to see or I see something I don't want to see, I mean, at least I got that peace of mind now.
I've lived long enough to know that ignorance is bliss.
No, and sometimes I don't need not. To
know. Yes, it is. Nah, yes, it is. Because when you know, what the hell is going to change? If your mind is on, I'm going to be with this person, it ain't going to change shit. If my mind is, I don't want to be with you and I'm trying to find some shit so that I can get out of here, just walk the hell away. You don't need nothing.
But my whole thing is, I should have that. If I want to look through your phone, you should be like, huh, look, nigga. Mm-mm. And you know what I'm saying? It should be no problem.
It ain't no problem because you ain't going to go with me. Yeah, I mean, like, what the hell are you going in there for?
I mean, I'm just saying, no like, sense. What, like, why is it, like, it's such a big deal?
You the same
I'm not saying I want to go through it, but I should be like.
Any relationship, if you want your relationship, y'all stay out of each other's phone.
I mean, I don't understand the problem.
It's not a problem because you ain't going to go through the phones. Yeah, they don't need to do that. That's childish.
That's childish.
That's very childish. Very childish.
I just don't see a problem with that.
I'm glad you don't. But all I can say is, if you're talking about the question that the people are asking online, should you go through your spouse or your mate's cell phone, I say no.
Okay.
So whatever you choose to do with that information, I can tell you, being in a relationship for as long as I have, I think that the best thing for a relationship is for you.
You've been married most of the cell phone era.
Yeah. Stay out the people's phone. Just stay out of it.
Yep. Because, I mean, it's interesting.
I mean, I'm not like some people who done had 40 phone numbers in the last 4 years. So sometimes, you know, people have your number. They might just be reaching out on the holidays. And, you know. It can get a little complicated, so.
Little complicated, okay. Wow. Jesus Christ. Yeah, man. Yeah. So I think we all getting new phone numbers.
What?
Yeah.
This is for the show, man. Why are you acting up?
I think we getting new phone numbers. Even though I love my number to death.
I like mine too.
I love
too.
It to death because it's just like, damn. Yeah. We get new numbers.
Okay, next topic. Come on, because I should have did this.
Next topic. Damn.
Can we go on?
Can we go on? TV talk. Started watching American Horror Story Season 7. I've never watched none of it. People told me you didn't have to watch any of it. Just give it a shot. So I started watching it, and that shit is fucking trash. Fucking clowns. I'm not scared of clowns. I just think, like, they just overdid it with the clowns. So it's fuck. I mean, I'm on episode 2, and I'm about to not watch any more of it. So shout out to Chuck the Gambler for that horrible fucking suggestion. Shit sucks. I won't be watching any more of it. I also started watching The Punisher today. That shit's pretty nice. Give you a little background of Frank Castle and how he became, you know what I'm saying, who he is. So check out The Punisher. It's on Netflix. That's about it. All my other new shows I'm watching. Haven't started on anything else. But Shameless came back. Shameless is back. Got to watch that. I think episode 3 might just... So I need to watch the 3rd episode. Mm-hmm. So yeah, got to watch Shameless. one of my favorite shows. Fucking Carl, not Carl, but Liam. They got a new Liam, which was kind of weird to see. But he had the line of the show. He was like, yeah, some cracker told me my life mattered today. When he said that, boy. Fucking died. So shout out to Shameless. That's about it, man. As far as the new shows. Y'all know the usual. But yeah. I keep it 100, man. I want to talk about proper Thanksgiving etiquette. As you know, people, Thanksgiving is one of my favorite fucking holidays. It's my favorite holiday because you can just eat yourself to death. Everybody's happy. You see family you ain't seen in a while. You know, cousins playing with cousins. You know, it's just, it's one of the great holidays out there. It's getting fucking overran by all the shopping. I mean, Black Friday has turned into Thursday now. And I feel bad for all the retail workers that got to go to work on Thursday at 6 o'clock. Like, that shit is fucking whack. Like, that shit is whack as hell. Like, that shit's whack. So, yeah. But, yeah, proper Thanksgiving etiquette.
Don't come for my family.
I'm not coming for nobody's family here. I'm just saying etiquette, etiquette, etiquette. Rule number one. What is rule number one, Doc?
Make sure we eat on time.
Make sure we eat on time. And on time is
noon to 2 o'clock.
No later than 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock is
pushing it,
but it's acceptable. You can't be eating after 2 o'clock. Once you're eating after 2 o'clock, it kind of fucks everything up because a person like myself, I go in savage mode a week of Thanksgiving. I eat just enough to live. So Thursday, I'm fucking hungry as fuck, and I'm ready to eat. And so when people have these late dinners, shit really, it doesn't work so well. Because I told you about the year when we eat dinner till like the second game was on. It was like second quarter, maybe even halftime. And I was just like, I was about to nut up. Because then they went around the room and asked everybody what they were thankful for. And it just was a bit much because they had a big family. And, you know, I'm not talking about nobody's family particularly. Just, you know, one of my Thanksgiving dinners. Next, you got anything you want to add to the list while I'm going on? Because it's just, this is etiquette now.
You just sound like you're talking about my family.
Not talking about your family. Talking about everybody's family. We all, listen, if you got any beefs to air, you know what I'm saying? Thanksgiving ain't the time to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Thanksgiving, niggas get to feeling joyful. The bottle might get passed around. Niggas are sipping on a little something. And family secrets start to leak out. So Thanksgiving, not the time to do it. Say that for another time. If you eat turkey, man,
make sure it's fried.
It's got to be fried, man. Eat fried or smoked.
Yeah.
Like, you can't. Them the only two ways to have turkey. If you still throwing that turkey in the oven, your turkey trash. I don't care who cooking it. Yeah, your turkey is dry. No, your turkey is raw. He said, the damn bag with the giblets in the inside, and it was raw. That is from Who Made the Potato Salad, people. If you haven't seen that, that is my fucking movie to watch this week. Who Made the Potato Salad? Thanksgiving fucking classic. See if Beezy can throw it up on the site Thanksgiving Day, man, for some of y'all, man. Might be asking to do too much, but, you know, who knows. But, yeah, any more, when you make your plate, man, get a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? A little bit. Don't get a lot of something. Get a little bit of everything. Because Thanksgiving, anything goes. Like, you can bring anything Thanksgiving. Like, don't, there is no rules for Thanksgiving. You can have chicken. You can have turkey. You got to have fucking ham. If you don't have no ham, you're fucking losing. Gotta have mac and cheese, gotta have potato salad, gotta have greens, gotta have yams, gotta have rice. Several, if you're from the South, you might have two or three different kinds of rice. It's your motherfucking thing. You might have white rice, yellow rice, dirty rice, red rice, shrimp rice. You never know. You get all kinds of rice down South. Gotta have like all the drinks on deck, gotta have the little sodas. Not name brand sodas and like, you know, Winn-Dixie sodas, like Big K or Check. Yeah, Checks or Big K's always on deck. You know what I'm saying?
Something for the people who ain't bring shit.
Yeah, and people, man, just bring something. Don't just bring your fucking appetite and then you bring your friend. You know what I'm saying?
And you're taking a plate
home. Yeah, you're taking a plate home. Like, the first plate you fix has got to be your take home plate. That's the rule. Put it up somewhere. Then the next plate you eat. You know what I'm saying? But go ahead and put that first plate into your car. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got that out the way. You got all the fresh macaroni and cheese and not that shit that's stuck to the side. that you get with your take-home plate, and that if you wait too late, because you know the mac and cheese is going to be gone. That's always the first thing that's gone. Get some of that early. Let's see what else we got.
Desserts.
You got to have desserts, man. You got to have sweet potato pies, all kind of cakes, pound cake, layer cakes. Do black people eat pies and shit for Thanksgiving? Like cherry pies and apple pies? Nah, we don't do that. Not
no black people I know.
Nah.
Sweet potato is it.
Yeah. I mean, you throw a pumpkin pie in there and trick some niggas, they'll still eat it. They're not knowing they eat pumpkin pie. Because niggas ain't going to know the difference because niggas ain't never ate pumpkin pie and this shit tastes like sweet potato pie.
Does it really?
Yes, I'm telling you, it tastes just like sweet potato pie.
Well, I know
you couldn't tell the difference.
I mean, I ain't gonna say I can't. I'm just saying I know that you know, sweet potato pie, peach cobbler, and whatever other kind of cakes, red velvet pound cake.
Yeah, you gotta have peach cobbler.
I love peach cobbler.
And don't have that hard crust on the top, man. Oh, no. Nah. Shit got to be like...
nice and flaky.
Yeah, flaky, soft. Like, we don't want no fucking hard-ass peach cobbler. Like, that shit whack.
No biscuits.
Yeah, no. I mean, if you... like, little, not for Thanksgiving. You could do that shit if you want one at home, like, during the week or something. You use the canned biscuits. So, if your auntie using canned biscuits and her peach cobbler, her shit trash. Go ahead and say that. You know what I'm saying? Just going to be real with you. Hey, yo, if your grandma pound cake stiff as a motherfucker, her shit trash. And I don't want to see no pictures of your grandma's stiff-ass pound cake. That shit ain't like Mama Shirley pound cake. I don't want to see it. Mama Shirley made the best pound cake I ever had in my life. And my grandma make a pretty damn good pound cake. And for me to say Mama Shirley pound cake better than hers, that's saying something. Because everybody down there let taste Mama Shirley pound cake say...
it's official.
It's official. Like, I ain't never had somebody be like, oh, that shit I... nah, everybody was blown away by her pound cake. And sometimes... and
I'm almost there. Yeah. I'm almost there.
Calm down. Slow down now. Slow down. Slow down now.
See? Niggas hating.
Mama Shirley got years of baking them pound cakes. Years. Like...
I ain't front on her. I'm just saying.
I mean, you got a good pound cake. Don't get me wrong.
Apparently, I don't.
It get ate up, don't it? Oh, okay. Oh, all right. But I'm just saying, when you start talking about, like you're a basketball player that's been playing about a year or two or three years.
Okay.
Mama Shirley, like, Jordan. You know what I'm saying? So, for you to be, you know, you got to have to do a little bit more to get mentioned in her category. You know what I'm saying? Yours is good. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this because I'm married to you, and I'm contractually obligated to say your cooking is good. Because I know she got mad at me one time when I told somebody that we was at the Longhorn after season party, and that macaroni and cheese was good as hell, and you were just like, oh, this nigga like somebody else macaroni and cheese. And I was just like,
I mean, the shit wasn't even macaroni and cheese.
It was macaroni
and cheese. It had some damn cream of mushrooms in it. That ain't no fucking macaroni and cheese.
Is this macaroni
and cheese? That's macaroni and cheese and mushrooms. That shit ain't no it got... I don't want to hear that shit. That is
so if I put lobster in my macaroni and cheese, it ain't macaroni and cheese no more?
It's lobster macaroni and cheese.
You hear what you just did there?
What I did?
You called it macaroni and cheese.
But it's not the same. You can't compare shit to each other when it ain't the same ingredient.
But it just had cream of mushroom soup in it.
Okay, so that might have made it a little bit better to you. Somebody else might have thought it was disgusting.
But I just said it was a good mac and cheese and you got upset.
You ain't had no business doing that. You could have told them it was all right shit. You don't tell, I mean, it's a whole lot of stuff I do that's the bomb, and you don't give me that much credit for it.
Name one thing.
Cooking. Not for the air.
Cooking.
I mean, anything. You won't never be up there raving about what I do. So how you going to get all excited about somebody else mac and cheese? I don't know where the hell that come from.
So I ain't never, I told you, JJ made that. A dude made it.
I don't want to hear that.
I'm telling you, man.
But you would tell me anything.
I'm telling you, he the one made it.
Okay, we're going to roll with that. Go on, next thing.
No, we still talk about Thanksgiving etiquette.
For what? Okay, eat on time, bring something.
Oh, see, now niggas get feelings getting involved. You can't just get mad in the middle of a show.
Nigga, I ain't mad at you. Just come on, keep it rolling. You want me to get mad? Because I can do that.
Why your voice gets, look, you to raise the octave and everything, bring it back down. Really? I'm just saying. An octave.
Yeah.
Oh, so octave is not the word. So that couldn't it's be, not. I can't pass that off on my accent.
Maybe you can. Octave. But nonetheless.
Yeah.
Eat on time. Yeah. Bring something.
Yes, sir. Have good paper plates. Don't have them cheap ass fucking paper plates.
Yeah, don't.
For Thanksgiving.
And
the
damn plate buckling in the food.
Plate buckling. Man, spend a little extra. Get the trays or get quality fucking plates. Don't, because ain't nobody eating off no dishes unless you got a small family. If you feeding over 10 people, break out the paper plates. Yes. Ain't nobody fucking special Hefty. Around this motherfucker. You ain't got to break the china out for Thanksgiving. And if you eat in any white people house, take your seasonings with you. Unless they some real, you know, real, like, some white people can cook. I ain't taking it away.
It's a handful.
Yeah, it's a handful of y'all out there that can burn. You know how to season for, like, them country white folk. They got a down pack. You know what I'm saying? But you might go with some, you know.
Some little ritzy.
Yeah, ritzy white folks. And you'll be like, whoa, this turkey goddamn tastes like fucking, you just pulled the wings off this motherfucker. This shit tastes like straight bird out this bitch, man. So you got to be careful, you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody going to have their variation of the green bean casserole, man. So, yeah, man. Just keep your eyes out there. And then these people, like, if you're a vegan and shit and you hosted Thanksgiving dinner, don't invite us meat eaters over there. Because I don't want your little fake-ass Thanksgiving meal. Like, I don't want that. I don't want that. So if you a non-vegetarian, don't invite me. I don't even want to try
to... Low-carb-ass subscribing people. Yeah, like, you can't get with that either.
Thanksgiving is about all the carbs.
Yes.
We want all of that.
Nobody
all
wants of the it. Cauliflower and cheese imitation.
Yeah, fake ass mashed potatoes. Yeah, no, and you got a tofu that. Turkey. You know what I'm saying? Nah, man.
We don't want no parts of that.
None of that. Now, what else do we got? We got the vegans out the way. Oh, and all y'all people that try to hate on the fucking holiday. Oh, you know what this day is celebrating. Man, we know that, all right? It ain't about that no more. We know it's about how, you know, the white man stole. We know all that. We know the story, but... We celebrating another way. So don't give me all your fucking history lessons about Thanksgiving and how, oh, it's a Thanksgiving. And I don't care, man. I'm here to get this fucking plate with no bones on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it's all about. And yeah, don't give me no dark meat turkey either, man. Turkey trash. Don't get me wrong. If it's, like I said, if it's fried or smoked, I eat something and it's got to be that white meat. I don't want no dark meat. That shit tastes, I don't want none of that. You eat dark meat, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see? I don't get that. Like, chicken, like, I don't see how a nigga can eat a thigh and a fucking a drumstick.
I mean, that's the best part. That damn breast is dry.
I mean, the wings that's is all bullshit. I like. That's all I like is the wing. And everybody know that's the best part of the chicken.
The wing might be all right, but I can tell you that breast ain't got nothing going for it.
Yeah, I only like the breast when you rip it off and make chicken tenders out of it.
Yeah.
You hand me a whole breast, I pick it. I don't eat all the meat out because I'm like, nah, man, like, because... That shit, like you said, the breast is dry. Like the wings, like I said, I just don't know.
No, I can eat me a drumstick. I can eat me a thigh. I can't eat a
fucking drumstick, like, man.
All day long.
Hell no. Like if you then separate it off the bone and it's like in some chicken rice or something like that, or like in a meal, I could eat. You know, I could deal with it then. But not no just to bite the thigh. Hell no. I ain't did that in years, boy. Like,
I guess y'all was privileged going
on. Nah, I just didn't never eat the leg. Well, that's all we used to get was the leg. So I used to be like, yo, fuck this chicken. Like, I just, nah, man. I just couldn't stand it. Like, I just, like, hate it. Cause, you know, being black, they bought chicken. You didn't eat chicken in, like, 20, 30, 40 different ways. Like, you didn't eat chicken every way you can goddamn think about eating the chicken. Like, so, that shit, man, I hated the leg, bro. Cause that little thing that hang off the drumstick like that. That little hard little, you know what I'm talking about. That, hell no. Then sometimes when you cook chicken at home, the fucking vein and shit, that should be nasty. I just don't like chicken like that. This is the wing, yeah.
I might as well.
So, anyway else, that's about it for the Thanksgiving etiquette, man. Y'all know the rules, man. Eat up, be merry, eat as much as you can. You know what I'm saying? Go balls to the wall, man. King Germ is, man. I ain't even gonna fuck off with them. I ain't even gonna play around with them. Smoke me a blunt.
I'm gonna go to the strip club.
I'm gonna come in there high, ready to eat. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Why you go to the strip club?
After you eat the food.
Oh, yeah. Go to the strip club if you got it like that. Go to the club. Be safe, man.
Keep trying to buy their kids some Christmas stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Black Friday shopping, man. Y'all be careful out there. You know what I'm saying? Because it's, you know, every year I like seeing the videos, but, you know, luckily, I don't never be out there in this shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be there.
Oh, see, Doc will be out there. You know what I'm saying? She'll live stream it for us, you know.
I love to be out there. There's something about it. There's something that I have. I mean, I tell you, I have
grown up. You going out there Thanksgiving night?
All that. Oh, I ain't getting no sleep. When I tell you I have grown up dreaming about the day that I'd be old enough to do this. Back in the day when we used to have to clip the coupons to go to the stores. Mm. And my mom and her sisters would be sitting up there at the table. We would have bought extra newspapers because, you know, it wasn't no cell phones and shit.
Why didn't you just, when you buy one, just take the whole stack? Y'all ain't never used to do that?
No, we didn't steal. We a good church.
Look, let me tell you, when we was younger, we used to do that. Like, we'd go to the newspaper stand. Because, you know, they used to have a little mm-hmm. thing, you put the money in, open it up. And then we'd just take all of them, and then we'd go ride around and sell the newspapers. Till somebody told us that we was doing wrong. We was like, what you mean?
Y'all thought y'all had a good idea.
Yeah, they're like, y'all stealing. I was like, how are we stealing? They was like, you didn't pay for the newspaper. I said, what you mean? They said, you can't buy one newspaper and steal 10 and then sell 9 and keep the money. Like, well, you know, they was like, so yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of bad, but... Yeah, so we would buy all these newspapers, we would clip out the things, we would have our papers, and, you know, the grown people would go.
Yeah.
And I just used to watch them, and we used to say stuff that we would like to put on our wish list or whatever, whatever. And they would go out there, and they would do all of this shopping, and some people would go to this store, some people would go to that store. And it was just awesome. And then when I got old enough to go for myself, just to be out there in all the hustle and bustle, all the people trying to find the perfect gift, it's just been a wonderful experience.
Awesome.
It's a family tradition.
Family tradition. Black Friday shopping, man. That's what's up, man. Usually on Thanksgiving, I'm too full to do anything, and I usually do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because I watch football, I eat, and smoke. That's it. That's my Thanksgiving in a nutshell. We used to play football on Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? You know. But now the kids ain't got too cool for that. You know, they clothes too nice. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to, they be all dressed up like, man, Thanksgiving, man, we used to get up ready to play. But, yeah, that's all it for the Keep 100 and proper Thanksgiving etiquette. That was an extended version of it. Winners and losers this week. Doc, you got any winners? The winners?
Me.
Why are you a winner this week?
Because I got you, baby.
Oh, in this week. Well, I have a winner. My winner is LeVar Ball. Why is LeVar Ball my winner? LeVar Ball has upgraded the hustle. Now he is trolling the president of the United States. This happened about the whole ordeal about his son getting locked up in China. The president said something about, did he thank the president? He was like, thank him for what? Like, he ain't gonna see my boys in the jail. Like, he was like, who? You know what I'm saying? He ain't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? So Trump fired back, told him he should have left him there and all this stuff. So LeVar Ball, you my winner for upgrading the hustle. Now you're trolling the president. Everybody, your household name now. Like, if they didn't know who you was, they gonna know who you are now after this one, because you ain't gonna stop with this one. You already trolled your way on the ESPN. Now you trolled your way to the White House. This is what's up. You're my fucking winner this week, LeVar. You got any losers?
No losers.
No losers. Yeah. So somebody didn't know they was coming to do a show, and they was required to have three things. A winner, a loser, and an AKA. People, if you ever come on the Frocast, you are required to have three things. A winner, a loser, and an AKA.
Okay, let's do this again. All right, my winners, I said...
Yourself.
Myself.
Who is your loser?
My loser is...
The dude that hollered you at this morning, right? He's your
loser. Yeah, he's my loser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Help you out there.
Yeah, help me out. Help me out.
He's your loser.
He's my loser.
Okay, thanks.
So my AKA Black Diamond, AKA...
Queen of Standards.
Queen of Standards. A.K.A. Dr. Mom Loves Chocolate. A.K.A. Queen Germ.
Okay.
See, I did it.
Yeah, you should have did it at the beginning.
But okay, better late than never.
Nah.
Let's keep it moving.
It didn't flow with what we were talking about. Okay. My loser this week is the Buffalo Bills head coach. I don't know who you are, but you started Nate Peterman this week, and Peterman proceeded to throw 5 interceptions in the first half. And then you put the dude that you benched in the game, Tyrod Taylor, in after half, after this man that gave you like a 37-point hole, and you put Tyrod Taylor in, and he comes through, scores 17 points. But what did you prove, coach? You benched a starting quarterback because he had one bad game. Do you not know that this guy threw more interceptions in the first half than Tyrod has thrown all season? So what was your point of benching him and then having to put him in the game? So you're my loser, Buffalo Bills coach. Don't know who you are. Any shout-outs?
Want to give a shout-out to one of my favorites, little cousin. She'll be 9 on Saturday.
Who is this?
And her sister will be 4 on Saturday. They have the same birthday. They're 5 years apart. So to Nala and Nevaeh, happy birthday. Those are my shout-outs.
Shout-out to the babies. Shout-out to the staff, man. It's all right, man. Trying to hold it down for you. Hope you have your ass back next week. I'm interested in seeing what shoes you're going to pick up over the weekend. So I'll be looking for those. Shout out to Saul Wright. Shout out to Be Easy. Shout out to GQ Blue. Shout out to Short T.
Short T.
Shout out to Rula myself, Dr. Bracer, and everybody over the Dr. Bracer Network, man. Y'all go over there, check them out, man. We got a lot of stuff going over there. We got the DTA 64 going down. Go get in there and vote. You have a chance to win something. As far as, so go check out Dr. Bracer, man, over there. And don't forget about the infamous Snapchat directory. So, you know, you get your Snapchat updated, he got you. Shout out to Peppy J from Be More, Steph Be More, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, Ruler myself. I probably already said that one. MJ Money 9S, Rick James Bitch, RT3, everybody else, man. Man, shout out to y'all, man. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Eat good. Be merry. Come back and check us out next week. On behalf of everybody here in Nappy Afro, on behalf of Queen Germ, on behalf of Saul Wright, this is King Germ, the most electrified man in the podcast of the day, yesterday, and forever, signing off with Queen Germ. Say peace to the people.
Peace to the people.
So peace to the people. We out of here. Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information, or not.
It's the Frobot, aka Young Terminator, aka Bitch I Might Be, and you're listening to the Frocast podcast presented by NappyAfro.com. Step back.